Have you seen those videos of, like, when he first signed up? How they're saying, you know, they're laughing at people's faces and they're, oh, there's no possible.
You're lying now.
I don't care. And the one where President Obama, like, drops the phone as if he's dropping the mic, like, yeah. Yes. Anyways, they've had to eat a lot of crow. It's kind of funny.
Okay, we're going to come out of recess, and it's 10:07 a.m., and we're taking up court orders.
Good morning.
Good morning.
This morning, I've got several different court orders for you. First one's going to be personal property paid abatements, personal property refunds. Court order abatement numbers are 300152 and 300153. The 152 states did a 900 refund abatement for the 2015 per call from taxpayer. Vehicle did not hit the minimum value until 2015. It should have been assessed 200, not 2940. Assessed, please refund back taxpayer 2740 assessed.
So it hit the 2006 to 2002 $200 assessed valuation.
Yes. It should have been assessed as $200 assessment instead of $2940.
And the second one.
Double wide mobile home was double assessed on personal property and real estate for 2015 and 2016. Double wide mobile home being abated and refunded for the 2015, new statement created for 2016, sent out per phone call from Mr. Hovick.
Label this Exhibit A. Move to approve Exhibit A with today's date, 11/14/2016.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Erroneous assessments. We've got quite a few of these today. Abatement numbers from 202027 through 202029, 202863, 202868, and that goes through 202879, then 202881, 202887, 202894, 202895. Starting with the 0271, abate exempt use belongs to the county. 208 is the same thing. 209 is the same thing.
When did these get transferred to the county?
When did?
years ago. There's, if you look at the third one, there's a collector's deed, probably has a date, 1989, looks okay. Like, 84, September of
89. Okay. 202863, residents removed October 2015. 868.
Removed.
It's an
do they move a mobile home? Do you know?
On 863.
I believe it was, this is on the old Jesse James' property across from where the motel was, there was a store building, restaurant building. It's been gone for a few years, and there was an old house behind it.
Back behind it, across from the old Jesse James Motel across the street there?
Yes, sir.
That was Norberg's, wasn't it?
I don't know. We received a call, and Kenny and Roger went out and reviewed it.
That place has been gone for a while. Okay.
868, owned by City of Hollister.
Okay.
869, per condo letter, changed from commercial to residential value.
Hold on. You said 869?
Yes, sir.
So you raised the commercial, raised the residential and lowered the commercial?
This is, let's see, sure I'm on the right one here. 869.
Went up $5,270 valuation in residential and then went down $9,250 in commercial?
Let me stop some of these numbers.
Right. This
yes.
is a unit that was.
That's what it is currently, right?
Was in a nightly rental, but the last it was rented was, if you read on there on the last page, last it was rented was September of 2015. It's been used for residential use only since then.
So it's going all?
It's going residential, where it previously had commercial value. Had some commercial value because it was a.
I'm just looking at the type of order 2016-202869. Okay, I see you're getting rid of all commercial ad. Okay, so it's going straight residential?
Correct.
Okay.
202-870, change from commercial to residential value. 871.
Hold on.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
871, condo letter missed in assessment is what notes state on it. 872.
Hold on. Try to find the condo letter. There it is. With a sticky note on it that I can't read. Okay. 872.
872, changed from commercial to residential value, used for residence. 873, changed value of res to 50% due to flood. December 2015, basement was finished, but not now. 831-16. $874. Corrected basement was all 0.7, now some 0.3 and 0.7 for 2016.
So it was 74?
That was...
You say it's all 7, now some 3 and some 7. That's the evaluation given to it?
Correct. That's where probably they couldn't see in the basement and they put it all on as one. And property owner.
$875, exempt, belongs to county. $870, say again.
I said okay.
$876, exempt, belongs to county.
Okay.
$877, this parcel exempt, it has belonged to county, co-exempt use. $878, changed condo value due to flood. $879, change.
Where's this condo at?
It's on Lakeshore Drive. There's four condo buildings, the two lower units, the next one goes along with it, were affected by the flood, and the top two units weren't.
Okay.
$879 was the second one he was talking about for the change value due to flood.
Same area, okay.
$881, no value reported for 2016 per attached. And that's Show Me Power Electric Co-op.
That's, are they tax exempt?
This is a...
Trying to find that. There it is.
This is a railroad utility, and they did not actually send in any property for that needed to be assessed, and we, I believe, pulled off the prior year and assessed them anyway, but there should not have been any value assessed. These organizations send in a report. They're required to send in their report to us of what they have to be assessed. And we pulled the value from the year before and put it back on when they actually didn't have anything of value to report. State Tax Commission was in.
So was Show Me Technologies going to start taking over the... Do you have a bill to Show Me Technologies?
There is a Show Me Technology and there's a Show Me Power, I understand.
You're saying that Show Me Power sold to Show Me Technologies.
Right. And that's really doesn't have a whole lot to do with the issue. The issue is that the company, the Show Me Power, was taxed for property that they didn't have.
Okay.
$887, property owned by school district, exempt.
Okay.
$894, changed to 43% commercial, 57% residential. $895.
Hold on. So why was this one changed? Is it for a condo levy or?
$894.
The last page there's got an email from the property owner.
$895 goes along with that same that same letter.
Okay. And I forget. I know I've looked before. Does it say Knights? Here's random.
Yeah, it's got 163 nights of the property one.
Would you not think it's a better